KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Jackie Sports this morning in high school wrestling rankings from IA Wrestle in Class 1A. Logan Magnolia is currently rated fourth as a team. Underwood rated sixth in the most recent rankings that came out yesterday afternoon. Among the individual wrestling rankings, those that are ranked second include Eli Becerra, Missouri Valley at 106, Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia at 132, and Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia at 152 pounds. Third-ranked wrestlers include Braden Mater of Southwest Valley at 106, Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia at 138, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley at 220, and Devin Whipple of Bedford Lennox at 285. Among those wrestlers rated fourth this week, Jace Rose of Riverside at 120 pounds, Gable Porter of Underwood at 132, Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia at 160 pounds, and Corey Coleman of Trainer at 195. Among the fifth-ranked wrestlers, Stevie Barnes of Underwood at 126 and Weston Allen of Underwood at 138. John Schroeder of Riverside at 120 pounds, rated sixth in this week's polling. Also, Class 2A, among the rated wrestlers, Jackson Kinsella of Creston OM is second-ranked at 195. At third-ranked is Crew Howard of Clarinda at 220. Caden Stutzman of Atlantic Cam, rated fourth at 170 pounds. Vinny Mayberry of Glenwood is sixth-ranked at 106. Also for Atlantic Cam, Joe Weaver at 126 pounds, rated eighth this week, while Ethan Fullman of Atlantic Cam is rated ninth at 120 pounds in the most recent poll. Luke Friend of Harlan also checks in at 11th at 113 pounds in this week's IA Wrestle poll. The Iowa High School Athletic Association released the postseason basketball brackets for classes 3A and 4A boys teams. The opening round of sub-state play will be on Monday, February 22nd. 3A semifinals will be Thursday, February 25th, with the finals on Monday, March 1st. The 4A semis will be on Friday, February 26th, the finals Tuesday, March 2nd. Locally in Class 3A, Atlantic will play in Substate 8, and they'll host their first round game. They'll play Creston. Glenwood hosts Clark in the other game on the bottom half of the bracket. The top half has Perry at Dallas Center Grimes and Harlan at ADM in the first round. Substate 1 will see these first-round matchups. Sioux Center is at Carroll, MLC Floyd Valley at Storm Lake, Bishop Heelan Catholic at Lamar's, and Denison at Sergeant Bluff Luton. In Class 4A, Council Bluff's Abe Lincoln has a first-round bye in Substate 1. Thomas Jefferson will play at Sioux City West. The winner will advance to face AL in the second round. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released the Class 4A and 5A regional pairings. The Class 4A, the dates for the games, February 17th, 20th, and 23rd. In Region 1, Carroll is at Lewis Central with Glenwood awaiting the winner. In Region 3, Des Moines Hoover plays at Norwalk, and the winner advances to play at Creston. In Region 8, Perry will play at Boone and Webster City at Spencer. Denison awaits the Boone-Perry winner, while Harlan will face the Spencer-Webster City winner. In Class 5A, the dates, February 17th, 20th, and 23rd for those postseason matchups. In Region 2, Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson will be at Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln, with the winner playing at Indianola in the second round. Well, a must-needed win for the 15th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes last night. Joe Wieskamp had 26 points and 10 rebounds as the Hawkeyes beat number 25 Rutgers 79-66. Iowa entered that game having lost four of the last five.
Guys were a little bit frustrated. You know, we lost a couple close games. We felt that we played good enough to win. We just didn't, you know, close it out in the last couple minutes. So I think we just have a super determined group, super hungry, just ignoring all the people out there that are, you know, hating on us or, you know, not supporting us as much as they used to. But we're just zoning that out and staying locked into the guys in this locker room, because at the end of the day, we're the guys that are going to get things done. And we turned it around tonight and going to start a winning streak right here.
Wieskamp was 5 of 7 from three-point range and logged 35 minutes. Iowa was 11 of 23 from three-point range for the game. Here's Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey.
And the fact that we got 79, you know, is you know, that says a lot against that team, because they're, you know, they start such a big lineup, 6'4", 6'7", 6'7", 6'6", and 7'1". So it's length, it's athletic power. They bring guys in off the bench that are pressing up on you in your space, and so you got to be able to play through the contact without losing control of your emotions, and that's what we did tonight.
Iowa's now 8-5 in Big Ten conference play. Well, Drake bounced back from its first loss in convincing fashion as the Bulldogs took control late in the opening half, and they raced away to an 80-59 win over UNI last night.
you want to get back on that winning track again, just so you don't want any self-doubt to start to creep in at all. So I thought it was a really critical game for us, come back and get a win, especially with Loyola coming in this weekend. Needed to kind of get our heads back up and get ready for the weekend.
That's great coach Darren DeVries. Joe Yasufu and Terrell Murphy each had 18 points for the Bulldogs. It may have been a costly win, though, as senior forward Tank Hemphill left the game midway through the second half with a lower leg injury, and DeVries says they should know more by Thursday. The Bulldogs out-rebounded the Panthers 42-26, and you and I, Coach Ben Jacobson, that was a big part of the second half run by Drake.
They just outplayed us on the boards, and that it's 41-29 at halftime, and three or four offensive rebounds that Drake got that we needed to come up with, so you got a 5 or 6 point game instead of a 12 point game.
Trey Burhow led the Panthers. He had 14 points last night. Another top 25 men's college hoops last night. Fifth ranked Villanova 96-64 over Marquette. Eighth ranked Houston beat South Florida 82-65. Ninth ranked Virginia was a 57-49 winner over Georgia Tech. It was Mississippi pulling off the stunner of the night, an 80-59 romp over 10th ranked Missouri. Number 16, Tennessee over Georgia, 89-81. And number 21, Wisconsin pulled away in the second half to beat Nebraska 61-48. Two teams who need a win collide tonight when the Iowa Hawkeye women visit Nebraska. The Hawkeyes are 6-6 in the Big Ten, while the Huskers are currently at 7-6.
We know Nebraska's a great team, especially in their home court. They're 7-1 at home. They have wins over Northwestern and Ohio State. And it's just a time for us to try to finally put it all together, and hopefully we will, because I know we're knocking on the door. I really believe that with all my heart, is that we are knocking on the door, and it's going to open one of these days.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes have come up short against several nationally ranked foes, but she remains confident in her squad. A University of Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz announced Wednesday three important changes within the football program. Running backs coach Derek Foster is leaving to join an NFL team, while offensive line coach Tim Polasek is joining the coaching staff at the University of Wyoming as their offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Also, senior offensive lineman Mark Kallenberger has elected to forego his fifth year of eligibility and end his college football career. He'll pick up his degree this spring. The NFL team Derek Foster will be joining will make a formal announcement, so there'll be no additional details. Foster, who has also held the position of offensive recruiting coordinator, came to Iowa in 2018. Polasek joined the Iowa staff in 2017. Kallenberger joined the Hawkeyes in 2017. He's a three-year letterman while playing both guard and tackle positions along the offensive line. He was a four-game starter at right tackle in 2020, missing two games due to injury. He earned honorable mention all Big Ten recognition from the league's media. They'll start the search immediately to fill those coaching positions. And UNI football coach Mark Farley says the Panthers are in the final phase of their preseason practice as they get ready for a spring season. An eight-game regular season slate begins next Friday at home against South Dakota State.
This is all unique. Having a media day in February, I think the media day's out of this by now. It's more like, let's get ready for the game. But what I'm telling you is, what the fun part of it is we are the only division playing. We are the only football that you'll see on TV. So if you want to watch football, this is it.
And this will be a good one. UNI is ranked third in the Athlon FCS preseason football poll. South Dakota State is currently ranked fifth heading into the season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field.